Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp, you'll laugh, and you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hi.
And Matt Bradshaw.
I found my phone.
Welcome.
G'day.
Hi, mate.
There you go, mate.
Welcome to Lara Library. I've been practicing saying that, so now I can say
good.
It without going blah, 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 blah. Yep. I'm want to do that.
Mm. I'm want. Mm. Oh, I love the way you speak. You know what words mean. I've been corrected on using that.
What? By whom?
Silly people.
Yeah. People is funny.
Mm, are they?
Yeah. Mm. People are funny. I don't mean funny as in...
No.
Yeah.
But no. You know. Weird. Weird.
What are you talking about? That was good. I liked that last episode of us kind of almost getting highly emotional about things.
I think almost. Almost highly
strange.
Emotional.
What we did do, though, is pretty much alienate almost everyone who might possibly listen, from people who might like horse racing or dog racing to people who might like soccer.
No. Do you really think that?
No. But they're the kind of things people are passionate about. So when you kind of say, I don't really like that, what people, not all people, but what a lot of people hear is, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people yeah, don't hear...
No, I don't think the people that listen to us are like that. I think
no,
the
I don't,
people
don't...
who listen to us are capable of understanding that what we're doing is expressing an opinion and not a value judgment.
Well, I was speaking to someone yesterday at your gig afterwards. And I won't name who it is because they will probably listen to this and they'll remember the conversation. But what did I say? I said something along the lines of, that's right, Lips of an Angel, the song Lips of an Angel.
I didn't do it yesterday.
I cannot be friends with anyone who likes that song. And she said, I really like that song. Does it mean that you don't like me? And I'm like, no, it's more of a turn of phrase. But
that must be why I got a request for it yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
And I forgot to do it. I would have done it because it is one of those ridiculous songs that is...
You know it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're so impressive. I would never even consider learning it, not even for parody. Good job. Good job to you. I'll play almost anything else, but there's just some things I just go, no, my heart hurts when I try and play things that I think are terrible.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if I could... To be honest, to be fair too, I don't know if I could do it very well. Not even... Like, even if I really tried... Yeah, because some things sit well with your voice and some things don't. Like, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm thinking of it in my head now. Like, melodically, it's actually good.
Yeah, okay. I need to listen to it again then. Maybe I've been an unfair...
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Piece. Okay.
It's abominable. It's...
Is it mostly about lyrics?
Fifth-rate Nickelback. It's not poorly played, and it sounds great.
Because there are other stuff. They're good... They can play and sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it lyrically, it's...
Oh, it's awful.
Horrible. And I don't even just mean the subject material, but the way it's expressed as well is just...
Yeah, it's rough.
It's
yeah.
fucking rough.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah. I learnt that it's not probably the newest Shawn Mendes song, but one of the new songs.
The ones that they all sound like each other.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Just so it's A-B, A-B... C bridge, which is just exact, like always the same, low, high, doubled, blah blah blah.
Cracking voice though, I reckon. I like what he does.
Yeah, I wouldn't go and see him live because I'm not that interested.
But I wonder, it's expensive because my niece is going, and I'm sure tickets were over $100. Is that expensive? That's expensive to me. I think that's expensive for anyone. Not these days.
It's pretty standard, dude.
Yeah, okay. I'm a
I wonder if he can nail it live for a whole gig.
Okay, yeah.
Because that song...
It's intense, the way he delivers all that stuff. Like, it's...
Yeah, well, yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's all very... I can't think... The only way I can think of how the song goes is... to do the... Wow.
I do it last night
when I was fitfully sleeping, it just kept popping into my head because I really like it. It's one of those songs that I would hear at a venue and I'd Shazam it. I reckon I Shazammed it 4 times. So it's so memorable that every time I heard it, I thought, fuck, I really like this. I should learn this. What is this song? Oh, that's right. It's this one. Yeah, yeah, I've Shazammed this twice. Oh, no, I've Shazammed this 3 times. Oh, yeah. But I finally got to and learnt it because I thought the food truck gig that I was going to be doing 2 weeks ago was going to be outside. I thought it was going to be full of families and all that sort of thing. I was...
Always ask good questions.
That's what I was doing.
Where were you, Mike, when you were at that food truck gig? I was asking you.
Yeah.
That's my question.
I was inside. And it ended up being actually quite a fun gig. Like, the two people who played before me, Rebecca and Nathan, hung around. Do you know Nathan Sinclair?
No.
Guitarist?
No. I don't know any guitarist because I'm a guitar player.
Spanish guy.
No, because I never meet them.
I don't know if he's Spanish. His name's Sinclair.
I'm a guitar player, so I never meet guitar players.
beautiful. Beautiful player. Oh, my goodness. And not the space to have heard it, but dude.
Okay.
Like that thing. And yeah, like that thing.
Oh, well, so like...
Yeah. But he hung around the whole gig, and really nice guy. I'd never met him before. I introduced myself to him, and he said, of course. He said, I think we're Facebook friends, because I'm a whore. That's not what he said. I said that about myself. But I do that thing, like I get a friend request, and then I see how many mutual friends we've got, even if I don't know the person, but I get a friend request. It's like, 97 mutual friends. They must be okay.
I think that's how we friend requests very often.
Don't you?
No. Well, I do, but they're always clearly prostitutes.
Mm. My Facebook friend thing goes in fits and starts, and I'll get a dozen over the course of 2 days of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
No, I think I've kind of...
If anyone from Facebook's listening, it's fine that I haven't had any for 2 weeks. It's perfectly okay with me.
I think I'm pretty much, you know, that's it now. I kind of, everyone I know or semi-know, I'm friends with. And
Do you don't reckon there's any chance you're ever going to meet anyone else that you want to be friends with?
No, there is. I'm just saying, like, you know, you said, I'm Facebook friends with this guy already, but I hadn't met them. They really aren't. I kind of don't think that. That's the case of me. I meet people I've never met before, and then we become Facebook friends. Mm. But no, I don't meet someone and go, "Oh, I'm already connected to you somehow with social media." That doesn't happen.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And then, so maybe I should stop and start confessing.
It's like, whoa, dude, how can you not going to be able to do that for a whole gig? What are you doing?
Yeah, okay.
And that's the studio recording.
Yeah.
So I just wonder. That was Shawn Mendes. But sung as if a hipster girl was singing it.
Maybe I should stop and start confessing. Oh, that's pronunciation.
Yeah, no consonants. Oh, they shit me. Not as much as they shit Nico Sinclair, no relation to Nathan Sinclair.
Right.
He hates hipster singing.
I don't really understand what it is, but then again, maybe
I'm going to post a link.
Yeah, do, because I don't really listen to things that might be current very often.
One of the very few things that
you know if you ever see me doing a gig. I just played Paul Simon and Billy Joel song.
That's not true. One of the few things that Nico and I have disagreed on when it comes to music is this link that I'll post, which is a girl teaching people how to do hipster singing.
Seen that,
and it's funny.
Yeah,
and she's clearly taking the piss.
Yeah.
Nico doesn't think she is.
All
he
right.
thinks she's genuinely trying to teach people.
The Lord, sing like that. Lord style singing.
Yeah,
I thought she was taking the piss.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes, good song.
Yeah, they're all very much. I mean, when you're on a good thing, stick to it.
I much prefer it to Stitches, though.
Okay. Yeah, I like Stitches.
It's very kiddie, though. Like,
Oh, he's a kid. He's like 17, isn't
he? I know, but I mean, like...
Yeah, I wish I was that good when I was 17. I wish I was that good now.
But it's like... well, it's like those other... Like Drag Me Down, that One Direction song that I do with you.
That's a cracking tune.
No one cares about it unless they're 9 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just makes it really hard to pick new covers to play at a gig.
Because no one cares
when
about
mainly people just want to hear Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Or think they do, at least.
It's a great song.
Yeah. yeah. Anyway, sure. I'm going to see Ace Frehley.
And Alice Cooper?
Or I've already seen him.
Oh, when's that happening? When did that happen?
It happened on Friday. It happened on our Friday.
Great. Oh, I hope you did enjoy it.
I hope I will too.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, I know. Oh, okay. okay.
Always asking questions.
Yes, I am. What mementos of your early childhood do you have?
Of my early childhood?
Well, any part of your childhood.
I've got photos. I've got a stack of photo albums, actual photo albums, in the linen closet in my house, which start... I must have, when I had nothing else to do in my life, chronologically just got all my photos and started sorting them out. So they literally go from the very first photo that I either took or had. So it's of my... Oh, no, that I took.
Oh, right,
yeah,
cool.
They're my photos.
Great.
So from when... I had a, you know, an actual film camera.
Yeah.
And I would have been in Queenstown. I think the first photo I've got is of my, and it's off centre, I can picture it, of my grandparents on the front porch of their house at my dad's family home in Queenstown. So I would have been three or four maybe.
Cool.
No, that can't be true. Must have been when I came back. So five or six.
Right.
When I had a camera and actually took photos. Yeah, so that. Otherwise, I don't have any stuff from when I was a kid because I moved around so much that lots of stuff would have just got left behind every time I moved to a new place. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to get you to grab that bag that's down there because I just remembered, because I just had a birthday.
This
not
one?
That bag, the one underneath it. My mother... gave me a bunch of stuff from my child, from my childhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is completely unrelated. But now we're here. Let's go through the goodie bag.
Okay.
Please continue with your story. We'll go through the goodie bag when you're finished.
Well, the only other adjunct to that is that now as a semi-grown-up, so from when I was in Adelaide and actually, like, had a home base for a period of, you know, years, going through high school... I now have probably a couple of those big plastic tubs filled with stuff that people have given me. So greeting cards and
cool.
letters. And
yeah, I've got one of those in the shed.
All that sort of stuff. So, yeah, so that goes with me to all my houses.
Yeah.
Because I think what I'm going to do, it's a weird thing to organise because sometimes I feel like I am going to live forever and then sometimes I think I might die tomorrow. So the idea that I would try and organise that tub so everyone who'd given me anything over the course of the years, I don't mean gifts and stuff, but like little bears and shit, I'm going to give all that stuff back to people. So when I die, they get all that stuff back, all the letters they wrote to me and all that sort of stuff. That's my plan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm.
Yeah, cool.
But if I die tomorrow, that's not going
to
happen.
No.
Oh, hello. What happened there?
That's weird. Stuff back if you're not around to give it back.
Go through your goodie bag. That's a better idea.
When I was about 7 or 8 in the UK, there was a bit of a trendy kind of thing to have. It was kind of like a school bag thing, but it was a plastic container with, you know, a handle on it. You just carried your stuff around in.
Yep.
And I really, really wanted one. My grandmother bought me one, and now that is the thing that has, like, all my birthday... Not all my birthday cards, but like my childhood birthday cards and little things in it. But here you go. So I just had a birthday. So my mother gave me some cool, found some stuff in the shed and gave me some stuff. Like My first shoes.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Apparently these were like totally my first shoes. These little brown little things. How cute are they? but here's like a full on super duper. Here's a couple of things. These are really funny. Right, so hang on. I wonder if there is a picture that goes with it. No, I do have a photograph, but this is like my first little outfit. My daddy's little helper outfit. How cute's that? That's like a 40-year-old piece of clothing. And they're the pants. I reckon they probably don't fit me anymore. That's the like fancy pants, like a little Italian.
Oh my like, goodness gracious!
Top thing.
Wow!
This is my blankie. Apparently, I had a blankie, and it's like a little. So we were talking about the circus in the last episode, and so it's got like a little big top and a little big top, and a clown with some balloons.
Sounds like a rapper name.
Little Big Top. Yeah. So now I have this stuff too. And I'm... You would be surprised, of course, but I'm super sentimental. So this stuff... What I was being sarcastic then. I'm clearly incredibly sentimental person. So I think that's cute. That. Well, as long as you know, I know. Because some people don't know that. Like, I'm not sentimental. I'm a tough bravado kind of guy. Not me. Mm. I'm a bit of a wuss. So, yeah.
I still had my childhood blanket up until a while, well, years and years ago now, because my mum, which I sounded like I was about to have a go, which I wasn't, my mum decided that my little blue childhood blanket could then become the dog's blanket.
That blanket I just showed you, I had two of those. Oh. One of them, my mum decided to use as a paint drop sheet.
Okay. I was much happier that my Cocker Spaniel got to...
Yeah,
He chewed a hole right in the middle of it. It was just a perfect thing.
Cocker Spaniels can get away with anything. Yeah, they're so cute.
So lovely.
Yeah.
He is a good boy.
Hey, speaking of childhoods, I've been threatening to read Wagtail Bob for weeks.
Okay.
So Wagtail Bob is a poem my dad wrote for me when I was a young child, because we used to go for walks out the little Welsh countryside, and I was... quite upset the fact that all the rabbits were dead on the side of the road and been hit by cars. And I asked why the rabbits dead on the road. And so in his way of explaining it to me, he wrote it in a poem for me. So I'm going to read it to you.
Go on then.
Have you heard it before?
No.
Okay. Here we go. I'm not the best reader.
Is that
loud.
How it starts? It
no,
weird.
No, it's weird. Oh, okay. But I'm going to have a go anyway. Wagtail Bob by Giuseppe Italiano. That's not written here, but that's my dad's name, so I thought I would do that. A quite offensive rabbit by the name of Wagtail Bob, when compared to other rabbits, was without a doubt a slob. His eyes they shone but dully, and his ears were bent and torn. He was the ugliest of creatures from the moment he was born. His manners were atrocious, his breath it smelled of drink, his personal aroma, an extraordinary stink. Sound was tortured by him, for his language it was foul, and those smelly kinds of noises emanated from his bowel. Bob was antisocial, encouraging disease, spreading coughs and colds and sores and germs and bugs and fleas. Of one thing I am certain, that you'd have little hope of catching Mr. Wagtail within half a mile of soap. But Wagtail Bob was smarter than you or I might think. No fox or weasel hunted him, no cat nor dog or mink. The hunter didn't want him, for he quite correctly felt that Bob Pye would taste awful, and he'd yield a scraggy pelt. And so that awful rabbit had to live his life alone. He had no friends or family, no place to call a home. Mother Nature fretted, and she worried over Bob, for it wasn't right for Mother Earth to harbour such a slob. To the mother of invention did Mother Nature speak, giving her the lowdown on the bunny rabbit freak. The mother of invention didn't treat it as a joke. She listened, then she thought a while, and then at last she spoke. Rabbits weren't invented to soil, pollute and stink, but to form part of the food chain, a very vital link. If others copy Wagtail Bob, then very soon we'd find many starving species and the death to all their kind. To solve all earthly problems, I am duty-bound and sworn. My decision on this matter is the motor car be born. And so it came to pass, and it wasn't due to luck, that man was given motor car, motorbike, and truck. Not for rides in countrysides or to go from home to job, but as a method of extinction for the bunny rabbit slob. It eventually happened in a quiet country lane. I'll spare you all the details. There wasn't any pain. Just a roar of petrol engine and a muffled little thud. A few squash fleas, some tufts of fur, and lots of blood. And so Bob's life was ended. In a very messy way. No friends came to mourn him. No one came to pray. And there's a lesson to this story, and it's one you've learned, I hope. Stay away from motor cars and not away from soap.
It's magnificent.
It is amazing.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah. And he wrote me a poem for my birthday, my 40th birthday, which, of course, I read and cried and cried and cried because it's beautiful. Because he's very good.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's where I got my obsession with rhymes from.
Yeah, okay.
And my songwriting, everything has to rhyme. Mm. Yeah, I think all my dad's poems when I was a kid all rhymed.
That's brilliant.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Ah.
Yeah.
Good work, Joe.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
My dad?
Yeah.
Really?
Not the dad I know.
Yeah, yeah. He
does. But the one you told me about before I met him.
Yeah, he does come across as a bit of a kind of gruff, kind of blokey bloke.
Well, never in the time that I've known him.
Right, yeah, but before, yeah, beforehand.
Yeah, the way you've described
I guess what it was you like knew before. Him kind of as he kind of wound down a bit. You kind of met him just before his first heart attack, I reckon.
Yeah.
He kind of started to embrace life a bit when it was...
almost taken away.
Yeah. Well, certainly when he started to drink wine. Mm. He'd never drank before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I didn't realise.
Yeah, well, there was very much this thing where when we were kids, one parent always vowed they would always be sober because we usually lived in the country.
Yeah.
And if anything happened to the kids, you couldn't wait for an ambulance to come.
Mm.
So you had to have someone sober to drive into town. So that was just dad generally because then he always had to work usually the next day as well.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we were kind of all grown up that he went, I guess I can have a drink.
Huh.
You know.
I was down in Tassie a couple of weeks ago and I was with my cousin this cousin Chris is my also an only child and my goddaughter's son.
Yes.
So he's just turned 60.
Hang on. Godmother's son.
Did I say goddaughter?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, my godparents.
I mean, I know it's Tasmanian, son. But Matt, come on.
When we all lived in Tasmania, or when we were in Melbourne, I can't remember. How would I remember? Because I was a kid. He, on the odd occasion, was left to babysit me. I've been told about the probably more than one occasion where my godparents and my parents had all gone out for dinner or whatever and come home at midnight or whatever, and Chris and I were still up, and I was a baby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like, why is the 3-year-old still awake? Well, he didn't want to go to bed.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out.
No.
Yeah.
Messing around cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did I tell that story? Oh, it's pretty funny, because it was the first time...
Oh, you hung out?
Well, it was the first time ever that I had, like, hung out with my godparents and their son, my cousin.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Really kind of surreal, but good fun. Because I think we might have discussed before, you have a different relationship with your adult people than I do. Like, my relationship with my parents is very close, but I'm still very much my parents' son, as you are too. What am I trying to say? I
hang out with my mum and dad. We go and do stuff. And that, do you think that's a little bit more because I live close by? Like, we'll finish this today, man. And the first thing I will do is I'll go see my parents.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Because sometime last week, we went, Dad and I and my brother, we went and played frisbee golf together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which we live close by, so we can do that. You can't just go play frisbee golf with your dad. He lives 600 kilometres away.
Yeah. I mean, there was jokes made while I was home about the fact that I'm actually still scared of my godmother. You know. So, like what? And but of course I was there with my cousins, so we went to the funeral, we went and had a drink afterwards. Oh, I remember why I told this story. Yeah. I'll get back to that. And I was with my, as well, we were with my auntie, who's not my auntie, my auntie Marg, who listens to the podcast. Hello, darling.
Oh, my hearing just went crazy. You turned your head that way and then came back, and I lost hearing in my left ear.
Mm. Sorry. Are you okay?
No.
Is it back yet?
No.
Do you need to go somewhere?
No.
Do I need to be sober and drive you somewhere?
No, just continue. No ambulance? It'll come back.
Okay.
I hope. It doesn't. Oh, well, we'll be fine.
Is it actually gone? Is it completely deaf? Can you hear me now?
What?
No,
it's back.
Good. Yay.
Far out. That good. Was weird. Sorry,
bro. And we were told that we had to be there. Chris suggested we were there at 5:30, and my auntie, his mother, said, oh, well, no, earlier than that. I think 5 o'clock would be okay. Okay. So then it was getting on for 4:30 where we were, and I'd already worked out it was going to take us 25 minutes to get to where we had to go, and I'm like getting agitated, like, we need to go. My cousin, it's fine, it's not fine, we need to go. She said 5 o'clock, dude, and I know she's your mum, but we've got to go. So he didn't care,
right?
But I'm still very, and my mum's still like that. It's like, if I'm home visiting in Adelaide, no, and dinner's at 6 o'clock. Dude,
the only one in my family is like that is my brother.
Latest.
My brother's awesome at being on time, and everyone else in my family just treats time like a theory.
Which in many ways it is.
Well, yeah. And my dad's very much like, you can never be on time. You're either early or you're late. There's no such thing as being on time. Because 5 o'clock only lasts for a second, so you're never going to be on time.
I used to like your father when he wrote Wagtail Bob. Now he's just annoying me.
Mum's pretty good. I'm fourth in line in my family for being on time.
How many in There's the line?
Five.
Ah.
My sister, however, 5 o'clock could mean tomorrow.
Drives me nuts. I'm like a reformed smoker, because when I was a teenager, I was perpetually late.
Okay.
And I just had to fucking lift my game, because it's, well, anyway, you know what I mean by reformed smokers. Like, there's nothing worse than the person who used to be late all the time who has made the effort to change their ways.
You know, that's going to kill you.
Yeah. So now I have people in my life who are late to things that, I'm doing this now. I'm tapping my foot now just thinking about it. Oh. It's like, I know, Matt, you think it's a sign of disrespect. It's just that I can't get organised. What do you do with that logic?
It's that kind of scenario of knowing your audience, isn't it? In that idea of, if I know you have a thing about time, then because it's important to you, I would make more of an effort. Because you really care about
it's
it.
Not bad.
Whereas for me, I don't really care what time someone shows up, so come whenever you want.
Hmm.
So someone who might have a thing about time knows how I feel about time and just goes, well, it's all right if I'm a little bit late, Dom doesn't mind.
Really?
Or, yeah, I think so.
I messaged you when I was going to be later than I expected today.
Yeah, you did, but you're...
Because it is, it's...
Yeah, and I tend to be better about time with you than I am with other people, because whatever.
I grew up before mobile phones.
Even I did. Well, yeah. I got to be an adult before then. I haven't grown up. Definitely not grown up.
So, you know, I meeting my friends, like, okay, so tomorrow we'll meet at this location at midday. So just, you had to fucking turn up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, how long did your friend have to wait?
Are you a counsellor? I've got some people in my life that will just, you'll organise to do something and they will just message. They will always message, but they'll cancel. It's like, nah, I don't want to do that today. They just don't do what they say they were going to do.
With what sort of notice?
No, that... certain people just don't show up. But on the day.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure I've done it, but no, I'm not, as a rule, no, no, yeah, no, really I do what I'm supposed to do, even if I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then I spend the whole time there bitter and resentful.
Okay.
That's not true.
I'm probably not like that myself. I'm very much the person who doesn't really want to do anything, but as soon as I get to where I'm going, I'm there and I always have a great time.
Hmm.
But I quite often just don't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I really don't want to go to that thing. Work. And then I get there like, oh, this is great. I love it. But yeah.
Yeah. I am currently at this stage of my daily life. I don't want to go anywhere, ever.
Thanks for coming to the Lyra Library today. How good am I at saying that now?
You are. You're remarkable.
Do
you want to play a segment?
Yeah, yeah. Have you got a segment?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it was called something, but I reckon. What if we do? What have you sung for me lately?
Okay, is this about lyrics?
Yep.
Do I have to work out what the next lyric is?
Yep.
I'm not going to be good at this, so let's do it.
Okay. Where is it?
I'm terrible at lyrics.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
What have you sung for me lately?
Right.
Do that again.
Oh, really?
What have you
sung
for me lately?
Okay.
We don't need to do this section. Can we just play that for 9 minutes?
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the garden, birds are singing, the sun is shining on the pot, the wind is talking to the flowers.
Something, something, something else. That's gonna be. That's it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know? The first time I heard that song, my babysitter, who now is my dog groomer,
good lord, okay.
Natalie, brought the EP, the Frente EP. She was babysitting one night. She brought it. She's like, "This is my new favorite band." And I think I was, you know. Warrant Skid Row at the time. I'm like, what is this crap? But I really did like it.
Really?
But I need to listen to it enough to know what the lyrics are.
Do you want
to
have another go?
In the garden, birds are singing, the sun is shining on the pot, the wind is talking to the flowers.
I can't think of anything that rhymes with path.
Really?
Yeah.
Dogs and cats will take a bath.
The dogs and cats will take a bath.
Yep.
Aw. That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, that's not bad.
I love it.
All right, what about this?
All right.
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
The sweet caress of twilight. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere.
We will wash our hair. Sorry.
It's not all going to be about cleaning.
Bath. I don't know.
You're supposed to sing the melody as well.
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Disasters in the air.
Oh, sorry. Is that how that goes in the... Well, obviously that's how it goes. You just did it.
I wouldn't even make it up.
Can you?
I just wanted to hear you say, disaster!
Hilarious.
All right.
Hans plays with Lottie. Lottie plays with Jane. Jane plays with Willie. Hans plays with Lottie. Lottie plays with Jane. Willie
plays with hands.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hands.
Willie is happy again.
Oh, gosh.
Of course he is.
What is that song?
That's Peter Gabriel.
Fucking hell. I just lived a sheltered life.
Go right out of my mind until a friend told me the news. He said, ain't
this world? What universe have I stumbled into with you? Oh. This is remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Really?
No.
I can play it to you one more time. I know it's long, but the payoff's good.
All right. All right. Let me really listen.
Somebody bought it, and on the spot they're gonna build a shop where we can go buy bolts and screws. I'm going to the
Where are they going?
Bunnings. What is that a parody of?
No, that's one of his songs.
That's one of his songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Because his albums are parody, original, parody, original, parody, original. His originals are fucking great.
Yeah, he's clearly remarkable.
That's such a great song. That's so good. That gives me goosebumps. It's so clever. Right. Not the last album, the one before. No,
that's
the one
weird.
Before that.
That's
probably.
Weird Al Yankovic, by the way. Yeah.
Does a song called Genius in France, and it's a Frank Zappa inspired thing. So it's so many bits of Frank Zappa songs, and it goes for like 7 minutes, and it's fucking great.
Cool.
So clever. I'll give you two more.
Okay. I don't know.
Wow!
Something about your mum and dad? I don't know.
Yeah, something about your mum and dad.
Don't tell, go tell? No?
Thank God.
Thank God, your mum and dad. I've no idea.
Really?
Yeah. Never sung it.
So there's been times, because it's amazing to me, as a Kiss fan, where these guys have been playing together for, well, now.
Yeah,
40 years.
Yeah,
and there was a time when Paul Stanley, I think either he was sick or his mic went down at this gig, and Gene Simmons, to cover, stepped up to the mic to sing. It was Love Gun. He had no idea how the words went. They've been doing this song together for at that stage probably 20 years.
Yeah,
no idea how the words, because it wasn't his song.
Yeah,
isn't totally. That just blows my mind.
Okay.
Because you just think, even just standing on stage listening to someone would sink in. But isn't that funny?
Yeah,
just...
no, I'm not like that. Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Now I've got... Okay, so from here I've got two more for you.
Okay, cool.
Because there's a reason.
Take me, baby, from behind.
Very good. Okay, yeah, we don't even need to go any further than that.
Easy. Of course. So, wishful thinking? Still so hot and everywhere in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, she's back.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I know. This is the one. Last one.
Oh, simple things. Where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on.
So tell me when you're going to let me in.
Is it?
So tell me when you're gonna let me in.
Dom for the let me in win. Well done, man.
So that album came out when I was in the UK 2004, and it was the biggest album of the year.
Mm.
And I hired a car for a week, and I drove up to my old primary school and stuff like that. From Wales to Manchester, and then I met a friend, and we drove around, and that was the only CD we had. And I just listened to that. It's a beautiful record. Mm. It's a beautiful record.
I remember when you, Sam, and Sarah and I went to that was the group, wasn't it? Oh dear, I just said I remember, and now I don't remember to see them at that place in Northcote.
I don't remember seeing them ever. I'm not saying I haven't seen them, but I don't remember seeing.
Who did we go and see in Northcote?
Doors.
Doors, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
One word title.
Very different.
Very different.
And
very good. Keen.
Yeah,
Doors.
12 years apart, maybe?
Yeah. No, Keen. Yeah. Weird. No guitar.
Fucking amazing sounds. Nah, that guy. There's a.
No guitar.
A documentary of them making their second record and the amount of gear that guy just had lying around to make sounds. It's like, geez, man, just get a guitar player. But that was what was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And. the strange personality, not strange, I don't mean to be disparaging as strange, but like just the intense personality of someone who's trying to do, who's just so intent on making all these different sounds, but through playing piano.
Yeah, okay. Because I've never bothered. Maybe I really need to bother.
Fascinating.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's called a callback in the industry. Yeah. That was Dom talking about last episode. Did you know the Killers had been together for 25 years?
No, I would probably imagine so. Yeah, if they were a high school band, I imagine they probably were.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I never bothered to learn because I don't care about them at all. Sorry if they're watching this. I believe they're avid fans. So,
of us?
Yeah. And that they were broken up and they reformed to do the AFL thing?
Well, I don't...
Not no, to do the AFL
new,
thing.
They got a new album. They broke up for a while.
Oh, so they got a new album. Oh, so they're touring the new album.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't care about them.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
All right.
But I think I must have assumed that Mr. Brightside was their first single without ever caring.
I don't think so.
Obviously not. Not 25 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan, but they're like, for me, they're a bit like Coldplay in whenever I hear a song, I think this is bloody brilliant. And I've never, like, I never switch off. They're not like Pearl Jam, where I would just kind of go, I find that kind of synthy sounding stuff where there's clearly lots of guitars, but like lots of interesting things going on all the time. I would say Pearl Jam aren't a great band. Just say there's just never, like, even when they were popular when I was young, I just went, there's nothing about it. It just sort of turns me on. Captures my imagination.
Let me ask you another question then. Did Pearl Jam, about stuff that I've heard that I don't know if it's true or not, did Pearl Jam do a remixed version of their first, like a re-release remix of their first album where it was nowhere near as produced and polished with all those reverbs and stuff that's all over it, which was the style at the time?
It's no a Simpsons idea.
Reference.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because their first album, for all their 90s grunge pretensions, was... wet. Covered in reverb and big drum sounds and...
I do really love their second record versus I think it's just...
amazing.
Like, super, super cool music.
But I just didn't care at all at the time because everyone loved them and they just shit me. Mm. We've discussed that before.
Yeah.
I just thought Soundgarden and Alice in Chains were
better
versions of the Seattle...
Ura. I like it. Do you want a question?
Yeah, go on. Wait.
What?
So, your dad, beginning to drink wine, my cousin said, your dad's always been a beer drinker, hasn't he?
Right.
Yeah, so he remembers.
Has your dad always been a beer drinker?
Apparently so.
Oh, right.
So when my cousin must have used to have come to, probably before I was born, would come and visit with my mum and dad in Tassie, dad would get home from work and he'd have two cans of beer. Every night after work, that was his thing. So yeah,
really?
But it's interesting that my cousin just—that's one of the things he was a kid. So that habitualization of alcohol in the house kind of thing as well is
You've
interesting
said
to me.
That I recall being picked up from school, high school, by someone who's a family friend now, but at the time was. Effectively a neighbour lived out in the country and so I caught the school bus with their sons and so one night, do you want to lift home from school? And went through the drive-thru bottle shop and on the way home he had two cans of beer driving home.
Which was the style at the time?
Well, it was the 90s, but like but at the time it just blew my mind. Like I was like, what? So that was an interesting memory.
Yeah.
Hey, other than your house,
I'll go on.
If you could paint anything, what would it be?
Good.
That's a question from this book called 4,000 Questions for Getting to Know Anyone and Everyone. And I've just bought 5 other books with questions in them on eBay. So we're just going to have, like, question
Good
books
Lord.
Galore. They're actually all the same book with different covers, I think.
I studied art at school.
Yeah, right.
And really enjoyed it, but hated the formalized nature of what it was that I had to do. Like, I just wanted to produce the piece that I wanted to produce. I didn't want to have to show my preparatory sketches.
Right.
And all the thought process that went into doing the thing. Can I just do the thing? Can I just complete the thing?
Like me with my CD cover. There it is.
Yeah. Like, why?
That was actually the noise that the paint made when it splattered on my CD.
Why did they make me do that?
Why did they?
Yeah. Because it wasn't like doing art theory to. Even then, I didn't need to do art theory to make a piece of art. I don't need to know the basis of where something came from.
You'd need to, but.
But is that what was all about?
I think so. I think there's the idea of developing things, which is definitely what education's really all about. It's all about taking a germ and then kind of adding to it and then developing it and then taking away from it.
But as particularly applied to an artistic pursuit.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's...
Can I just do? Just let me do.
Well, you can. But that's the... You can absolutely do that. But if...
I think the songs I wrote before I knew how to play guitar are arguably more interesting. Maybe not as accomplished, but more interesting, because...
What does this sound like?
Instead of... that should be a D major 7.
Sure. Sure.
And then actually knowing how to play one.
That's... the songwriting thing is, well, it's not a separate conversation, but it's definitely the thing about education is that in order for, like, I've got a teaching degree, but, you know, not that I've ever really been a teacher, but the reason why they do that kind of thing in school is because they also need to be able to assess. They need to be able to assess you, so they need to. You can't just. If you want to just make art in your own time, that's fine. But in school, you have to. They have to see how things develop. You can't just kind of go, blah, you know, and then they go, oh, A plus, or B minus. Like, if you've developed an idea, if you've written a draft and then a second draft and a third draft, and then you've edited and then you've, you know,
but a painting is different to that.
But it's not. Like the...
Well, you can just say the opposite. Well, that doesn't make it...
No, I'm just saying. It's only different to that, like, if you have done it differently. But if they say, no, you need... This is how we want you to do it. We want you to have your preparation and develop your idea and then execute the piece. This is how we want you to do it. If you say, why can't I just do that? So they're saying, you can do that in your own time, but in order to satisfy the process of this thing... You need to be able to do that.
Just feels like busy work. Because then all they're doing is assessing your ability to follow some steps.
But that's how you assess anything. You have to. That's how assessment works.
Yeah, but in artistic pursuits,
surely, in maths, you just get
assessed on whether or not you get the sum correct.
No, but art as a subject in school is not an artistic pursuit. It is a subject to be studied. The creation of a piece of art outside of a classroom. Is a creation of a piece of art, but in a classroom, it is to be assessed. That's what education is. Education is all about following a process and learning how to do stuff, and not just doing. It is about learning. So that's the problem a lot of kids have with music too. Like, oh, I just want, you know, they go into a music class. I just want to play. That's cool. That's what you do outside of a classroom. In the classroom, you learn about scales, you learn about harmony, you learn about rhythm, because we need to be able to take you from A to G in music terms. So the thing about you saying about writing songs, the thing about writing songs is the same thing. It might be more interesting, right, but it's less accessible. So that's why they say, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to write a song today and you're going to use these four chords. Well, why can't I use these chords? Because we need to be able to say, often it's about the restriction, not about just the freedom.
Hmm.
That's how you learn, by having less, by having constraints. You learn by constraint. But if you can just do whatever you want, then how do you, You can't assess that, and you can't teach to it either. I always really find the, like, when you look back at the history of the great artists, and particularly the expressionists and people who did the abstract art, stuff like that, and you look at what they're known for, like, so for example, Picasso, you have no idea from what he's famous for of how fucking technically proficient
sure.
he was in his earlier days. Like, he, you know, learnt the absolute fundamentals of portraiture and all that kind of stuff. And it just, as time went by, like, he did different things. And I think that's what they try and teach you in those kind of, what people think are, these are our creative classes. It's like, yeah, you need to, you kind of need to learn how to do something inside a box before you can paint outside the box.
Hmm.
Yeah. No? Don't agree?
I just, I get bogged down on the idea that you can assess a piece of art, full stop.
Well, you can only assess a piece of art if you give guidelines in the beginning. But if you say just go for it, you can't assess that. You can't fairly assess it.
Yeah, no. Well, that's yeah. true. If yeah. you get set a bunch of criteria within which you have to work, then yes.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But then you're not. That's fine by me, because you're not assessing the piece. Is this good? Is this bad? You're assessing whether or not they followed the rules.
Yeah.
But even that's not the same as having to work towards the thing. Like, give me the rules, and then I'll work within that, and then let me do my thing. I don't know why you have to see
and
all
then
my
let
shit
you
that's
do
gone
the
before.
Thing, but isn't that the point of the education aspect of it? Is to kind of go, like, it's the arc of the
Covenant.
Development of, this is where we start, this is what happens along the way, and that's where you end up. If you follow the journey, there's generally an understandable process of development. Very rarely does it kind of go, well, that's completely different to all this other stuff.
Hmm.
The
short version of that is I was never a very painterly painter. I don't actually think I'm that good at it.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to have been better at it. But instead, I did other stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I was better at drawing, and I was reasonably good at technical drawing, which is why I thought about becoming an architect as well.
Oh, cool.
Because I like the formalized structure of, you know, this has to do something.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Whereas, but as an adult, when I've done painting stuff, it's very much abstracty kind of things where it's totally form over function.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know if that's just a thing of getting older or just developing my taste. Because I love Salvador Dali is one of my favourite artists. You know, I just that abstract expressionism I like.
Yeah, it's.
And Picasso in the Cubist stuff and all that sort of thing where it's, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I would paint other people's thoughts.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not to know what they are, but I would like, that would be my...
So they would tell you?
No. So I couldn't, not that I could read their mind, right, and then know what they think, but just to be able to kind of channel that and paint that, that seems...
To what end?
Just to paint.
For them? For you?
No, just to... For something
fuck.
To do. Yeah, just for something to do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't feel like much of what I like to do has any real purpose other than to do it. Like the creative things that I do, like I feel like most of that's just like, I just feel like I want to do stuff.
Like animals should just... be left to be animals. Just do.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Yeah. Well, I think animals should. I don't know about animals that you have in your life. But I think birds should be just left alone. And not so much rabbits, because that can be a real pain in the ass. But.
Do you want to read Ragtail Bob again?
Yes.
Well, you actually do.
Made me feel dirty.
Oh.
What, another question?
I'll go on then.
Duh, 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 duh.
It's a police song.
Do 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 da da da.
Do you like the police?
Oh, I have great admiration for the service they provide to society.
I could have put money on that.
I do. I have great respect for it. Do you know any limericks?
Yes.
What do you got?
There once was an old man named Gandhi who went into the bar for a shandy. With his great loincloth, he wiped up the froth and the barman said, "Blimey, that's handy."
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. Do you?
There was a young man from Galosham. Took off his ears to wash them. His mother said, "Jack, if you don't put them back, I'll put them on the floor and squash them." I think I know the ruder version of that too.
Oh, really?
I said it took up his balls.
Yeah. Oh.
But I like the ears one. Have you ever written a letter to the editor?
No. You?
I think I wrote a complaint letter for not winning a battle of the bands in year 12.
Is that a letter to the editor? I've written lots of those.
It was a letter to, like, the local music magazine.
Oh, was it?
Do you want to hear the story? I'll tell you the story. So
I didn't get a chance to answer, just for those playing along at home, but sure.
Yeah. in year 10, our high school band won the Geelong School's Battle of the Bands. In year 11, we won as well. We were the only band. We was the grunge.
The only band in the competition.
We was the grunge era. We were the only band that actually cared about, like, learning to play. So we were technically proficient in a way that some of the other bands were more attitudinal.
Interesting. Assist on. Go on.
And then year 12 came around, and on the day, the judges decided to change how the thing was going to go. So instead
the
of...
The criteria on which it was judged.
So they, and they came out after we played and said, "We've decided to change how this runs. So this other band is the winner of the Battle of the Bands, and this band gets a songwriting award, and, you know, this guy gets a best guitarist award and blah, blah, blah." Like, it was just... I'm not sure actually now in retrospect if they just went, "You can't give it to the same band 3 years in a row," or there was something else going on, but it very much smacked of. It just,
I'm gonna stop you there. Beyonce had the best.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit odd, and I was devastated. I was really upset by it because we worked fucking hard, hard, and. Had they just got up and said, "This band won, this band didn't," no worries. We were like, "Oh, well, you know, we weren't good enough on the day, or we didn't satisfy the criteria or anything like that." But they got up and said, "Given the circumstances, we've decided to change how we're awarding this thing today." And I was like, I just took it so badly. It really knocked my confidence for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I don't know. Wasn't that I wanted to win the competition. It was that things changed on the day. It was like, hang on, so what? Are we not good? Like, is the point...
This is kind of the same story you told about the bank.
Yeah. It's like just...
You can't just change the rules.
No.
This is what was going to... My understanding from what you told me is this is how it was going to work. So if you're just going to change it now, ad hoc... Then how can I trust anything?
I don't think I've even entered anything ever since.
Really?
I think my attitude of songwriting competitions and stuff like that. That's not true. I really got badgered into entering the Port Fairy songwriting competition, Port Fairy Music Festival. Became a finalist in that. And went, I got a ticket to go and play on the stage, but I was so awkward by it. Oh, I felt so awkward. I just don't like them. I don't like the idea that much talking about things that we were...
hoping this was going to come up.
Or was it things that we're taught? It's like the Australian Idols and, you know, the...
Oh, I wasn't hoping this
Whatever's Got Talents or whatever, that stuff. Just the... that's just the idea that the way they put it across is that this is about music or about talent or whatever, but it's really just a TV show. But they present it, like it's not.
Of course.
And it just bugs me a bit. Which is why, I've never really watched one. Like, you know.
Yeah. We could have a broader discussion about those sorts of shows, and I think at a later date we probably I would like to.
Cool. All right. Episode 19.
Are we done?
Well, no. We could be. We could be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just look at the time?
No. I mean, I looked to see if I could ascertain the time, but I can't, so I don't know.
Oh, that's awkward.
So, okay. Yeah, you know, whatever, man.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, it still comes down to me to the idea that you quantify whether something is, where a piece of art is good or bad.
Ah, right. Well, that's
Which is Battle of the Bands.
Art over commerce thing as well, too, isn't it, in a way?
We did one Battle of the Bands, didn't we, in Inside Zero, us together?
Oh, I think so.
Is that right? Yeah, and I feel like we were badgered... Well, I feel like I was badgered into it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I believe at the time there was consensus. I don't remember the story. I don't even know if it was us, but I think it was us.
Yeah, okay.
And I think there was broad consensus that it would be good for us.
Do you remember what it was?
No, well, I remember we didn't win, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, was that when we got the boy band with guitars quote? Was that from there?
I think that was actually from a review.
Oh. Of that gig, though?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. Sorry.
That still makes me laugh. When I think about it, the boy band with guitars.
True.
Which, have we discussed that on here? Which I think he meant disparagingly.
Yeah,
I was actually quite happy with.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
I thought Taxi Ride were a boy band with guitars.
Fucking oath. A good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, still a good one. I mean, a good one again.
Good one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about that stuff next time.
All right, mate.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Instagram.
You are.
Hashtag TRCGO.
Oh, that's
how you can do anything.
Oh, cool.
That's how you get us on Insta and Twitter. We don't do much on there, but we do a little bit.
Yeah.
We should take a picture today and put it on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Will this create some kind of weird wormhole loophole?
I hope. Well, if we do it this way, it will. I turned the camera around, but I meant to turn us around.
Interesting.
Is that what happens? Look. Yeah. Oh, look, you can see the whole world.
Oh, no, that's such a messy room.
Oh, we won't. You don't want to do that?
No, that's fine. Okay. Nothing incriminating there.
No, I know, but still.
No, it's just some hockey straps. Look.
It's rock and roll.
See ya.
Dom at trcduo.com.
Matt.
Right?
At trcduo.com. Yes.
Podcast. At trcduo.com. Go on then.
Farewell from the Lara Library.
I'm just going to say Lara Library as much as I can these days because
I can do it.
Have you actually been practicing?
Yeah, yeah. That's good. I spend so much time by myself these days. Look at us, nutbags.
Well done, man.